Hey, this is Letitia, and a friend sent me a link to this performance of a guy named Paul Potts, who was the winner of Britain's Got Talent. Now, at first, I wasn't sure what was going to come out of that mouth. Then, when I heard him sing his first note, I wondered, how many times have I judged someone based on appearance and never gave them a chance to open their mouth before just writing them off? If looks were only skin deep and beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then why is it that you only get one chance to make a first impression and appearance is everything? When it comes to internet dating, if that picture or the wording in your profile is not everything that it can be, you could possibly miss the opportunity to be seen and heard by some great potential suitors. Where does that leave the non-photogenic or the awful writers when it comes to putting your best foot or face forward? It means that you've got to be a little bit more creative. There's not a lot you can do to change the way you look in photographs, but you can take a creative shot to mix in with the others. My favorite thing to do is face part pictures. Not only does it give a little air of mystery, it really does spark a lot of conversations and questions. That's the goal, right? To get them talking to you? Just like Paul Potts in the video, you never know by just looking at someone what they are capable of achieving. This is why the written word is so powerful and important. If you don't have a problem spending hours online searching and surfing, you shouldn't mind investing at least an hour in perfecting that perfect profile. If creative writing isn't your thing, do what the politicians do. Get someone else to write a profile for you, or better yet, steal from the best. You've read great attention-grabbing personal ads and profiles, right? Well, take the best ones and make it fit to who you are. In a world that's so youth and beauty-driven, sometimes it's hard to see past the imperfections to what is really the heart and soul of a person. It's your responsibility to shine your own light. It's nice to think or hope that people will want to get to know the real you. However, you must keep in mind that we are living in a day and age where Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are celebrities. Not based on skill or talent, but making the loudest noise by being noticed. How many times have you overlooked someone's well-thought-out profile because their picture wasn't perfect, but you responded to the person with a great picture and a lot of find-out-laters? I really do understand that attraction is the first step to having a good relationship. I also know that everything that looks good ain't good. Sometimes we have to do something different to get something different. While listening to Paul singing, I found myself closing my eyes and really listening to the words and the purity in his voice. Something about him made me think twice about judging people on face value. It also made me mindful of putting myself in order. We all know how great we are when people get to know us. Now our job is to let the rest of the dating world know. This is Letitia asking that today you do something you wouldn't normally do. Go somewhere you'd never been and talk to someone you wouldn't usually talk to. You may find something you've always wanted, yet never knew existed.